I'm not usually one to victimize myself, at least not knowingly. I keep my head held high, and I thought I was relatively strong. But the truth is, I am a victim of intergenerational trauma. I'm not embarrassed to admit it anymore because I know it was my fault. I did make the mistake of feeling sorry for myself for so long, but I've chosen to move past it. I've chosen to voice my personal experience to help and educate others about the true effects of intergenerational trauma. Many people think that intergenerational trauma isn't a big deal, that each generation is born having a choice to make what they want of their life, which is true to a certain extent, but being born into it is a lot harder than people may think. Ever since I was young, I've had people tell me I could have had it worse, or I'm not a victim because I wasn't directly affected by residential schools. This is true, but my parents were, and a lot of people around me were, and it made it hard to not be affected. Once they all returned from residential school, they were happy to be home, happy to be free. But once all the horrors caught up to them, they began a rampage of destruction on their own families. And as they discovered that drugs and alcohol could numb them from these built-up emotions and anger and trauma, all hopes of getting past this were destroyed. I spent my whole childhood wondering why my family wasn't like the ones in the movies, and why my parents never wanted to spend time with my sister and I. It was pretty heartbreaking, actually, having them leave for days and basically make me raise my little sister on my own. That, along with the physical and sexual abuse, my childhood was basically a train wreck. I was old enough to know what my parents went through. I had heard the horror stories at the schools, but I stopped feeling sorry for them really fast once they started mistreating us. They, of all people, knew that it was what it was like to grow up without parents and with trauma and abuse, and that's what they did the same thing to their own children. I was angry with them, but looking back now, I choose to forgive. After making the decision to call Children's Aid, my sister and I were entered into the foster system. We then got rejected at our first house because of our race, and my sister took it hard. At the next house, she acted out really bad and got kicked out of a beautiful home with wonderful foster parents. I think at this point, the abuse was catching up to her. She was not strong enough to take it. I was devastated by her leaving, and I didn't want to live without her, so I smashed the window of their car to get kicked out. I figured if I got kicked out of the house, they'd put me in the same house as her or something. I don't really know what I thought, but it didn't work out. Then my third house, it was a disaster. A terrible home with terrible foster parents, and once I realized that there wasn't, she wasn't there, I tried to get kicked out of the house too. So I did the same thing, and I smashed the car of my new foster parents' window. And they had other plans. They punished me physically, reminding me of my biological parents and the whole situation, and I fell into a deep depression. I even considered ending my own life, and that's where my Twitter account ended. I had attempted to end my life, and luckily I failed. But after all, I was still in a slump. I jumped from man to man looking for comfort and companionship, but eventually got knocked up. Struggling, I got through my pregnancy and got into drugs and alcohol. But one day, there was a knock on my door and it changed my life forever. It was my little sister, who I hadn't seen in years. She looked so good, really good. After everything that happened, she also tried to take her own life, but she got help. Years of therapy and support have helped her, and she was happy. I couldn't even remember the last time I was happy at that point. She took one look at me, and she was furious. I was turning out just like my parents. I hadn't even realized it, but I was about to pass my trauma into my own little girl that had just been born. My sister saved me. She snapped me out of it, of this stupid funk, and together we became intergenerational trauma activists. Out to help people, like, situations like ours, it was a good thing. Intergenerational trauma is a really serious issue. You can see by my stories and the stories I've posted, it's not something that should be dismissed. Like, it has the past. It really is a never-ending cycle. Trauma affects us all, and how we deal with it makes us who we are. Our mission is to break the cycle. Together, we can help those in need, share our stories, heal, and forgive. Harmony will be ours again. Thank you.